have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, you know what I mean? But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah, I went from a male to a mentor. Good guy gone bad, I was never bad. Just hustling and grinding for what I never had. Sassy sold my first pack, I never looked back. Baking soda and water. Show me how to cook crack, Tennessee and weed, chillin' with the hood rats, had to chill, ecstasy pills, I let my book back, look, I did what I did as a kid, so stand down, got caught with my pants down, now I'm a man now, nobody fronted me, never asked for handouts, I was low-key, never had to stand out, school of hard knocks, never been the class clown, this part of my background, I'm talking the facts now, people know me, considered as the OG. Emotions won't control me, immaturity don't provoke me. Look, because of the old me, I owe me. Troy G, JT, Big Brad was there to console me. Yeah. Up in the trenches with the killers and hustlers. On the realer, you can be a killer and still be a buster. Fed my pit bulls hard white, no color in the butter. Turned against me undercover, now my kids gotta suffer. 10 of life, one conspiracy, no justice at all. They gave me 15 years, a homie claim he ain't mumble it all. I touched down, they realized I didn't fumble the ball. Staggered a little bit because of the fall. I didn't stumble and fall. Kept my head up, educated myself. Heard my pit bulls growling, contemplating my death. I cried myself, felt like I was living in hell. My cellie told me to thank God that I'm living and well. To get a grip on yourself, live instead of existing. Make a better decision, helping the children, put them in better position. Seeing none, just listen, give them a vision, keeping them out of these prisons. Yeah.
I know my son now. I just wanna say thank you for sending your son down to die for my sins. Even though I messed up, did I get it wrong? You love me unconditionally. So here I am, all I have is you. A sinner saved by grace, but is that really true? Cause I'm still feeling love for what I used to do. And I don't feel a change, but my heart yearns for you. I don't feel complete, even when it's going right. When I'm missing you, Lord, please come into my life. Loving you the real test, not to love you to get blessed. And yes, I know that you the best. So here I am to worship, sacrifice my life so you can work it. How you see fit for your glory is worth it. Everything else can take a backseat. Running to your throne for your mercy like a track meet. Why you have to ask me? I don't understand. Without you, Lord, how can I be a real man? I ain't gon' try. I give you all of me, Lord, and ride till I die. Put my
here
knees
I
to the
am
floor.
To worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether
here I am, all I have is me. Still to this day, it feel make-believe. Why would you save me? I stoned you to death. I made you bleed on your cross to your last breath. Lord, was I really worth it? Cause apart from you, my life is all worthless. Ain't no point in working, cause it's all in vain. Without a real purpose, I really need to change. I don't know how, it's amazing that you even called me. Lord, I'm in RC, my struggles still haunt me. Random women every night, just to feel wanted. To feel like a man, cause my daddy didn't want me. Had a past pain, addicted to Mary Jane. Father on cocaine, money down the drain. Baby mama drama, got me going insane. I know I've been redeemed, but
here
I don't feel
I
a change.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
I'm paying homage to you, Father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone could ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it. An addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong, I fail plenty times, but I get back up and I ride your son and die for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight all my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you are my God. You're all together lovely, God, and all together worthy, God, and all together wonderful, so wonderful to me.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Here I am to worship. Ha ha. Yes. That's the hypeness right there. That gets me going. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, it has been quite the week. But you know what? Here we are again. Here we are again. You know what? I know I say this a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't miss or mean it that last time or the time before I said it was the last time. But you know what? I really did miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out the woman, the visionary. I'm telling you, this woman had the vision to give me such a platform in which I could use to help so many people, the lovely Kimberly Robinson in Elation Magazine. Elation Magazine, y'all better catch it while y'all can, because it is growing bigger and better every day, okay? Now, again, I have to read you the disclaimer, which states simply, I'm not doing it for me. I do it because, well, you need it. I don't need it. I'm not messed up. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly sane. You really do. And I'm a helper. I like giving to people. I'm a giver. I care about you, and I just want you to be better and do better. So that's why I do what I do. I love you so much. Let's jump right into it. Now, this first segment is called I'm a Thug. And the reason why I came up with this segment, because you know what? I needed a foundational segment, something that would set the world on fire, that would expose the truth and the myth and the lies about being a thug. They want to glamorize it. Ain't nothing glamorous about a thug. I'm telling you, Tupac lied. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. And you know what it's called? Hell. Now, you could be the thug. Thug could be a family member, could be a friend, a co-worker, stranger in the street. So when you sit at your local grocery store at the bank, or as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, hot summer day, I just believe it's our duty and our obligation to point out to people who are living the thug life, operating in thug situations, just straight thugged out. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you straight thugging. Do better, be better. Here we go. Number one, I'm a thug. This right here is a cold thug right here. I'm a thug. I go to the Special Olympics and heckle the contestants. So that's a thug right there. Leave these people alone. Leave these people alone. They got enough problems, okay? That's a thug right there. You don't care about nobody. You ain't got no respect for nothing and nobody. This one right here. I'm a thug. I go to churches and I wait for women to catch the spirit and fall out on the floor. And as soon as they fall out, I run up and lay down beside them and just cuddle. Then that's a freaky pervert. Leave women alone. They fall down in the spirit. You ain't got no right to be touching on these people, laying up, getting no free feels. Like Bobby Brown say, ain't nobody should be humping around, you thug. Number three, I'm a thug. This right here is a thug right here. This right here is a straight up thug. I go to the school of the blind and challenge any and everybody to a game of tackle football. You know what? That's a thug right there. These people, that's a thug, though. That's a thug. You're gonna challenge some blind people to a game of tackle football. That's a thug right there. They'll never see it coming. Anyway, I'm a thug. This one right here is a straight up, woo. Wait, this is a thug. I'm a thug. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I moved out of my grandma's house when I was 27 years old because she had the nerve to ask me to help out on the bills. Yeah, that's a thug right there. Wait a minute, you 27 years old? You can't help your big mama out on the bills? Huh? What kind of sicko thug are you? I don't care for you. If you stand with Big Mama, then it's obvious that Daddy and Mama ain't around. Maybe they go. I don't know. But Big Mama, that's how you disrespect Big Mama? Yeah, you's a thug for real. Yeah, you's a thug. This one right here.
I'm a thug.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
I walk up to random homeless people and ask them, you mind if I come over to your house?
What? You at their house. They homeless. You know what? That's a thug, though. That's a thug right there.
I told you I'm helping y'all tonight. Some of y'all don't realize y'all straight thugging. Quit it. This one right here. I'm a thug.
Oh, Jesus, this one right here. This.
I'm a thug. I volunteered at the local soup kitchen. And I handed all the homeless people forks to eat their soup with. So that's a thug right there. These people got enough problems on their, going on with them. How they going to eat soup with a fork? It's going to take them at least 6 or 7 weeks to eat one bowl of soup with a fork. Come on now, you thug. Leave folk alone. This one right here.
Woo, this one. Oh.
I'm a thug. Wow. I stand outside the Weight Watchers meetings selling Girl Scout cookies. So that's a thug right there. These people got enough problem. They're trying to lose weight. They win the meeting feeling good about themselves. They coming out and what you got? Girl Scout cookies in their face. Come on now. Thus thou temptest me? That's a thug right there. A thug indeed. This one right here.
Oh, Lord. This right here.
This right here. I'm a thug. I rented some furniture from Rent-A-Center. And I put my neighbor's number down as my primary mode of contact. That's a thug right there because you know good and well you ain't planning to pay them people this furniture. And you're going to have your neighbor phone blowing up because you a thug. And you don't want to be responsible. Y'all stop thugging. And finally, this one right here. This right here. This right here is a thug right here. I'm a thug. I offer to babysit for random people for free. And when they let me babysit, I actually try and sit on their kids. Wait a minute. That's it. Technically, you are babysitting because you sit. But stop it, you thug. That ain't how you play with kids. You're going to hurt somebody. You thug. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because y'all need help. This next segment, I tell you what, is a segment that I am very proud of because you know what? It's all about the kids. Y'all know I love the kids. And it's called Whose Baby Is That? Because you know what? A lot of these babies out here, they're just it ain't the children's fault. The children are our future. But it's the parents' fault because the parents are bad parents. The parents are worse than the kids. Matter of fact, the parents are more childish than the kids. So it's the parents' fault. But these babies, they're the ones that suffer. Because they out here looking stupid, acting like they ain't got no home training because they ain't got no home training. Because the person that's supposed to be training them, they ain't got no home training. Whose baby is that? Now, it could be your baby. Could be a family member baby. Could be a friend's baby, a co-worker's baby. Could be a stranger in the street. So when you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out people who just, you know what, your baby's foul. Your baby's foul. Your baby just foul. It's your fault because your baby's foul. Now, if you don't recognize anybody, any of these, any of the babies you know, that's because all of the babies are wrapped up into one baby, your bad baby. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're a horrible parent. Choke yourself till you pass out. You ain't got to kill yourself, but choke yourself till you pass out. Whose baby is that? Number one. Whose baby is that? Got dried up snot all over their face. Been there so long, look like their whole face is just cracking. Whose baby is that? Y'all just seen them. Snot dried up all over their face. Look like puzzle pieces. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? 2 years old. With a nose ring. Huh? How you gonna get the boogers out? The nose ring is blocking it. Whose baby is that? Why you got a nose ring in? Whose baby is that? 7-month-old girl with a belly button pierced. Wait a minute, why you got the belly button pierced? Huh? She can't wear midriffs all her life. You starting off wrong. Who baby is that? Who baby is that? 2 years old. Can't spell a name. We can spell a cuss word. Whose baby is that? Huh? Whose baby is that? Dirty Pampers and brand new Jordans on. Huh? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Hair so nappy, you got to give them Benadryl before you comb it. Whose baby is that? Huh? Whose baby is that? 18-month-old girl with her eyebrows arched. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Lord Jesus. Whose baby? This right here. Whose baby is that? Huh? 4-month-old with a tongue pierced. Wait a minute. Come on now. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Y'all tell me whose baby is that. 11-month-old. 11-month-old, hear me? Already wearing dentures. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They ain't, the baby teeth ain't even come in yet. And you got the kid with dentures. Tell us, you just can't wait to see him smile. Come on. Whose baby is that? Quit playing. Don't make no doggone sense. Whose baby is that? Finally, this one right here. Whose baby is that? I ain't playing with y'all now. Whose baby is that? Lord Jesus. Whose baby is that? 12-month-old going to daycare. Baby girl. Always late. Because you got to make sure her lace fronts is tight. Wait a minute. Whose baby is that? Why are you worried about the lace front? She's just 12 months, just a year old. Who you sending her to daycare for, huh? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? If y'all don't do better about these kids, you rotten parents. Whose baby is that? Sorry. I get emotional when it comes to kids. This next segment, I'll tell you what, is a segment that also I'm proud of because, again, Sunday with Nuts is all about helping people. It really is, and I love what I do, so I really love helping people. So this next segment is a segment I actually introduced about 9-10 months ago. Man, I'm telling you, it has really it's a powerful segment because it's a segment where it's called It Don't Matter If You're Black or White. It really don't. Because we're all the same. We're all created by the same God. But let me tell you something. No matter what you think, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, it don't matter. If you're doing something, if you're wrong, you're wrong. And it don't matter if you're black or white, you're wrong. It don't matter. It don't matter if you're black or white. It don't. Number one. If you ask me for a ride, to give you a ride to work, and I give you a ride to work, you tell me you're going to give me gas money, and when I ask for it, you get an attitude, it don't matter if you're black or white, you're going to get sucker punched, and I'm going to take my $10 from you. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number two, if I'm standing in line at Walmart, waiting to check out with two big baskets of groceries and such, if you cut in line in front of me, it don't matter if you're black or white, you're going to get choked the hell out. And you're going to get that shopping cart, at least one of them, run up the back of your leg and in your back. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number three, it don't matter if you're black or white. If you see me in church and you say hello to me and you a guy and you try to hook me from the back, let me tell you, it don't matter if you're black or white. You're going to get hit, buddy. right there in your nose. Don't touch me like that, please. Some of these saints are too friendly. I'm just saying. I don't know you like that. I mean, I know Jesus loved me. He loved you. And I know you say you love me, but you ain't got to love me like that. Don't you love me from the back. Don't you love me from the back. I ain't like that. It don't matter if you're black or white. It sure don't matter if you're black or white. This one right here. This one right here. If. If we sitting down at the table eating and you reach over and grab something off of my plate without asking me, it don't matter if you're black or white. You'll get your finger broke. You'll get your finger broke. I don't believe that. I don't care who you are. It don't matter if you're black or white. This one right here, it don't matter if you're black or white. I'm telling you, it don't matter. It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter if you're black or white. If my kid tell me you didn't put your hands on them, it don't matter if you're black or white. It don't matter. It's go time. I don't care where you at. Where we at? We could be at church. We could be at the supermarket. We at the bank. Matter of fact, we could be in the courthouse. It's go time. It's me and you. It don't matter if you're black or white. And finally, this one right here. It don't matter if you're black or white. If you talk to me in your breath, say, either you going to close your mouth or I'm going to close it for you. It don't matter if you're black or white. It just don't matter. It just don't matter. I'm telling y'all, we all the same. We all the same. It don't matter if you're black or white. Now, I tell you what, I'm just so happy that you all are hanging in here with me because you know what? I'm doing good for people tonight. I really am. Right now, I'm always doing something. I always got my hand or my foot in something different. I've been dabbling in some songs, as you all know, I write a little music. I'm a music writer, and I've been working on some songs. To this date, I was counting songs in my catalog, and I've written over. Right now, I'm a little over 17,300, right around 81, 82 songs that I've written. They're all short songs. Neither one of the songs are longer than about 16 seconds. But I'm telling you, I've got enough for a couple of triple albums. He is just some of my songs. When I get my album together, y'all going to be amazed. These are just songs, man, that's from my heart. This first song, I'm going to sing just a couple of them for you. This first song, because I do a little gospel, a little R&B, a little jazz, a little hip-hop, because I'm for everybody, a little country. I'm going to give you a couple of country songs first, okay? This first song is called Doggone, okay? It's a country song about a man who lost his dog. One, two. You know what to do. Doggone, doggone, oh, doggone, 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 oh, doggone. That doggone. That's it, doggone. This next song, this one right here, I just wanted to, I dedicate this to the women with them tight jeans on, them tight jeans. And it's called Them Tight Jeans. All right now? One and two and you know what to do. Them tight jeans, them tight jeans. Look at them jeans, them tight jeans. Can you breathe for me in them tight jeans, them tight jeans? Boy, I tell you what. Them tight jeans, them tight jeans, them tight jeans. also for the... men that live an alternative lifestyle, that song kind of transcends to you all too, because y'all wear them tight jeans, them tight jeans. I ain't got nothing against the gays, but I'm just saying it can be country for women, it can be anything for gays, them tight jeans. All right, there, it's a little song for everybody. It transcends. Of course, I also do gospel. Because, that's my roots. My roots is in gospel. So give you a couple of gospel hits. Again, I got over 30,800. And I'm telling you, these songs, I got a couple of albums in. And they coming out. They coming out. They coming out. This first one is called Jesus Answer the Phone. Jesus, answer the phone, 'cause I'm home alone. Jesus, answer the phone. Hello? Jesus? Yeah, man, that right there. If that don't move you, nothing will. If that don't move you, you got the devil full of you. That's right. Now, this next gospel song, again, that's my roots. This one is called The Devil Didn't Make Me Do It. I did it on my own. One and two, and you know what to do. The devil didn't make me do it. I did it on my own. The devil didn't make me do it. I did it because I'm grown. The devil didn't make me do it. You can't put that on me. The devil didn't make me do it. I did it with my karate. Hi-ya! Yes, indeed. I tell you, boy, if that don't move your spirit is deep. Right there. That right there. Yes, indeed, Lord Jesus. And, of course, for the hip-hoppers out there, you know, I do a little hip-hop, too, because I'm for everybody. And this is just one. I'm just going to give you one of my hip-hoppers right here. This is called Sucker Tried to Test Me. And that, here it is. One, two, one, two, three. I had a sucker try to test me, called him Barnaby Jones. I ripped his flesh, I took his heart. Now them Barnaby's bones. Ooh. Yes, indeed. The Lord is working. The Lord is working. Look for the album. More than likely, my goal is to drop the album November of 2042. November 2042. So we got 20 years to get this thing settled in and settled down. And like I say, it's going to be, I got over 30,000. I know, of course, I can't put all them songs on the double album. So I'm going to narrow it down to about right around 20,000 songs to put 10,000 on one and 10,000 on the other. But look for my double album in 2042. It's coming. Well, folks, finally we get to the part of the service where I always I love to talk about the Lord and I love to praise the Lord. And I ask you to please join us, for we are the Church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. Now, we're small in number, but we are big in faith. I say we are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements, I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the church body. I want to make sure that there's no saint left behind, that everybody's on the same page and on one accord. Like to do the church announcements for individuals that may been unable to attend the in-person services or unable to watch as we stream live via the intranet. For the sick to get in and shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been attending the in-person services or watching us as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite simply, they were busy doing stuff they should not have been doing. Like Mother Pearline sleeping in the front of the church, dozing off and snoring. Ain't nothing but the devil. I know you old. But you ought to get you some sleep. Don't you come to my church sitting in the front sleep. Huh? You feel yourself getting tired, you want to sleep. Why don't you go behind the building and sleep in the alley? Just like Deacon Percy with his old drunk self. Anyway, that's the number one. As you know, Sister Jackie, she lost her husband 2 weeks ago. And our hearts go out to Sister Jackie. And we will definitely be praying for her. She needs his strength and his comfort in this very trying time of loss. Yes, Sister Jackie, she lost her husband 2 weeks ago. Folks ask about a funeral service and all that, but there won't be no funeral because he ain't died. She just lost him. They went to the Mall of America in Minneapolis, and he just disappeared. I found him on Facebook, but apparently he done found someone else with kids. So let's keep her lifted up in prayer, and hopefully she'll find another husband, because she lost one, and hopefully she'll find her another one. Now for number two, I just want to put this out there. As a public service announcement, anybody caught parking in the one handicapped parking space we got, if you ain't got no handicapped sticker or no noticeable limp, you're going to mess around and get your car keyed up. That's by your pastor. Now, so number three, I understand that we were tabling ideas for a church fundraiser, and Deacon Lonnie, he had tabled the idea of a Dunkin' booth. Yeah, Dunkin' booth. But now it was a good idea. Only thing is, there will be certain people that's not allowed in the Dunkin' booth. Okay, because a couple of years ago we had the Dunkin' booth, and we had to discontinue because there were some of the saints that got in the Dunkin' booth and they got dunked on purpose. And when they came out, the water looked like mud. So the Dunkin' booth is not to be used as a bathtub. You know, you clean yourself before you get in the water. Okay? So he's tabled that, but we will be screening all potential donkeys. Finally, we get to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the building fund. And the building fund offers a little bit of everything. And here we at a point in time where the building fund is, well, your guess is as good as mine. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and that's exactly what it has raised. Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask you all heads are bowed or eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. It really don't matter then, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Hold on. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Innocent. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Cough again, and I'm going to show you. Cover your mouth with all this mess going around. That's a sick room, because you're sick in it. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us holding us close to your bosom. We were mindful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Now you guys take care. Be blessed and not stressed. I will see you next Sunday with more nuts, with more Dre, because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bit of bite to eat, and I'm going to put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care, and I miss you already. And remember, if I don't love you, don't nobody love you. Well, God loves you, but I'm saying I love you too. And if I don't love you and I'm just saying I love you, don't mean I necessarily don't love you. Just mean I like you more than I love you, and I can deal with you. You guys take care. Good night.
He's my Rosé, he's my Rosé, he's my Rosé. Woke you up this morning with a roof up over your head.
He's my Rosé.
Who provides the thoughts, tell your income, give you that bread?
That's my Rosé.
Remember when you didn't have a thing, you was out there lost?
That's my Rosé.
Did you receive double-double, he increased to like full bounce?
That's my Rosé.
Hey, that's my rock. My God's so good to me. Blessing after blessing, even ones that I can't see. I can't thank him enough,
thank him enough.
Cause he done so much,
he done so much.
He's my foundation, my God, he holds me up.
Rocha, he's my rock. He's the reason I can't stop giving them praise until I drop. He took me from the bottom all the way to the top. That's why I tell the devil get back.
Get
strapped with the word, click clack. And you ain't never gotta wonder what my faith said. I can do all things through Christ. Did you get that? Chase God, not money, that's true fact. I'm obese with belief, yeah, too fat. My foundation's too strong so it can't crack. I'm cool when life gets rocky, no ASAP. He laid down his life like a flow mat. That's why I go so hard and never grow back. I'm never searching for a blessing at all, cause he's my rock when my back against the wall.
What it cooking, baking up joy like peanut butter cookies. Get a taste of him and you might start looking. Get the shouting hallelujah, got everybody looking. Yes sir, he's solid. 10 toes down, he endows me with knowledge. Provide strength when I'm weak in my body. I bounce back with a fight like Ali. The Roche, gotta know he don't play. The big homie on the block with the most game. I just lean on him like a brick wall. Catch your back when you slack, make the big fall. What a big dog, thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for giving life and sending down the Holy Christ. A refuge and fortress of solitude. I'm flexed up with a stance like attitude.
Roche, 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 Roche.